Welcome to Septic Safe, episode 15.
Woo!
Woo! I'm Margaret.
I'm Jenny. Filming live.
Filming live.
We're not doing any of those things.
live on Tuesday. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. What do you got for me? Give me a story. Tell me a tale.
My kitty's constipated. Oh. She just spent the night in the bed. John's picking her up right now.
Really? For constipation?
They had to give her two enemas and keep her overnight.
A kitty cat enema? How does that even work? Does it go in the butt?
Booty, yeah.
Oh, like a little bit. Is it a coffee
really
enema?
Oh, like, yeah.
Did you see her give that? Did you see?
No.
Okay. But
no.
They were like, hey, she did great.
She did great.
She took that enema like
she's
a champ.
She's in that butt stuff. $900, dude.
Fuck.
I know.
Oh, next time you get like one of those suppositories, shove it up there. I mean,
it was bad. It was like when I said I was backed up, she was backed up.
Did they take photographs of it to send
an x-ray? Maybe I should ask for it.
Yes, that could be like one of our Instagram posts.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, here is poop and here is poop. That's great.
$900.
Pets cost so much money.
Seriously, like, I love her.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
We paid like $300 to put my cat to sleep at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have shot him, but you know, I love him too much to do that. Mr. Alice, rip, baby, rip.
Oh, Mr. Alice.
He's a good boy.
Oh, speaking of shooting pets, we just had a little family reunion
this past weekend.
It went really well. But my mom is talking about the first time that my cousin's husband met my aunt. Backstory, my family is white trash.
Okay.
Straight up white trash.
Word.
So my Aunt Debbie opens the door. Her daughter Shelly is there. Her boyfriend, fiance Mario is there.
Mario.
And he's Muslim, so I'm not sure what kind of accent you would say with that. But anyway, Aunt Debbie has like seven dogs. One of the dogs is barking. Aunt Debbie picks up a gun and shoots the dog dead and says, that's how you take care of a barking dog.
I don't even
that's
know.
That's my mom's family.
Holy, that's
the
story. That's the
white
bar.
Trash
the
goes.
Bar is low, mm-hmm. not high. I can't even,
so
like, it's so fucked
like,
up.
Like, would you still marry that person?
No, God, no. Fuck no. Wow. Like, our dog, Roger, if Debbie was around, he'd be dead.
He'd be dead. Long gone.
The Morky would be muerto.
Muerto.
Pew,
Morky.
Pew. Oh. He never shuts the fuck up. Wow. So you had a good family reunion.
Was
Debbie there?
Debbie was not there. This was my side of the family. No mom relatives.
Okay.
Just mom and my dad didn't come up. My mom and my siblings, their spouses, their children.
So it was no rednecks.
But that's, it gets bad.
I mean, it sounds really bad. That shook me. I'm shook.
I'm a little shook too, dude.
As they say.
I've never heard that story before. I'm like, yep, that's
okay.
That's
I'm going to keep this train moving.
Woo.
This train wreck of murder death. I went to the dollar store this weekend.
Yeah.
Because someone told me to check out their dehydrated fruits.
Okay.
Because my kid likes to eat like freeze-dried fruit.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of where I'm at with it. But my mom was like, make sure it's not made in China because I guess fruit from China is bad. That's cool. So, you know, I'm shopping. I'm going in there and like, I was like, had the fruit in the bag. I looked, oh my God, it is from fucking China. So I was like, well, I guess I'll put it back without even knowing why. But I guess like we could source fruit probably closer than China, right? So that happened. And then I noticed something incredible at the Dollar Tree. It's actually like $1.25, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone there is so fucking friendly. It was weird. Like everyone in line, everyone that shops there must like, they go there. Like they have a thing. There was a lady buying over $100 worth of crafting supplies. I was like, oh, wow, you hit the fall section hard. She's like, yeah. She's like, if I'm going to make a wreath, I'm going to buy the stuff here and then I can sell it. I'm like, great.
Nice.
And I bet she's like, all sourced ingredients from, you know, the United States. Yeah, no, not the dollar store. I make
dollar
it
tree.
By hand. And then another lady was buying groceries. Everyone was so chummy and cracking jokes. And I'm like, this is like a fucking utopia.
Woo.
It's like if like Walmart was smaller but nicer. It's very odd. I just was like,
saving money is the new high, huh?
I guess. Like, and they were saying like, we don't care. It's $1.25 now. Everything's more expensive. It was just a very casual, laid back environment. And
I haven't been in one. But your mom, everything there is made in China. Like,
I know.
Doesn't she know why it costs $1.25?
That's funny. Well, here's the flip side. So I was like, all right, let's get the fruit from Target. I get the fruit, mango. Good. I'm looking at the bag. I got home. I'm like, fucking China. I'm like, what the fuck? So I could have gotten the dollar China fruit. Anyway, So there's that story, which makes me sad. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts has their spiced lattes out. The cold ones,
are you
get
into
them.
It?
Oh, I'm always into that shit. Put it in me. It's my secret hope to get a Dunkin' sponsorship.
I think you're on your way.
Dunk your balls in the coffee. I'm on my way.
Teabagging. So at this reunion, my brother's into this account on whatever. First of all, so many people in my family, older people, were like, I found on the internet. I'm like, every fucking thing is on the internet. You don't need to preface it with, right? I saw this.
You'll
on the internet.
You'll never guess where I found it. Yeah. There's this little thing. Have you heard of it?
I opened up an encyclopedia and I found. But
Webster.
Yeah. My brother's obsessed with this account. It's called like Two Dudes on a Talk Telling Jokes. It's like dad jokes or something.
Two dads on a what now?
Two dads on a dock telling jokes. It's a bunch of dad jokes. But
okay. Maybe we should have them on our show.
One?
Yeah, tell me. Hit me.
My dog ate a bag of Scrabble tiles and I took him to the vet. No word yet.
That's funny.
That's all it was. And yeah. They were like, do you want to put on music or do you want to put on jokes? I'm like, I want to listen to music. I don't want to listen to jokes.
You want to listen to jokes?
4 hours.
Oh my God. Was this like just there hanging out?
It was like the first day. Like, you know, we're finding our weekend
groove.
You
want to listen to jokes? Yeah,
jokes
sounds
for 4 hours.
Yeah, put on Septic Safe. Have some fun.
There we go. I didn't tell anybody about the podcast because I was like, oh no.
I know. There's some things. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Jen's white trash family.
Yeah, oh my God.
Pew, pew, Aunt Debbie. Is she still alive?
She is still alive.
Do you keep in contact with her?
No.
Yeah. And she's married to Mario?
They're all on the Facebook. They're on the internet.
Oh, we should find them. We should screenshot their shit and put it on her Instagram and be like, check out Aunt Debbie.
Maybe I'll find some old family photos.
Do you think they like Trump?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. It's a given. Mm-hmm. Like Trump would be like, yeah, they're great.
Those are people.
Yeah, those are great people.
Shoot that dog.
Yeah, that motherfucker didn't have any pets in the White House, you know?
I bet.
You're like, I bet. No, I'm telling you. I saw it on the internet, Jen.
On the internet.
I fucking found it there. You won't believe it.
Red flag number 893.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Incapable of love.
So when I was in art school... It's funny.
This one time.
No, I went to college for art. Such a bad idea. Anyway, I made a lot of good friends. I always say like I paid all this money to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it's rich life. Anyway, I would be the one at the fucking party. I would like put on REM, like night, like sad songs.
Oh,
I'd like put right, or I would put on just like kind of slow songs. What did I put on? Was it Man on the Moon? I don't know. It was love from Automatic of the People. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't think it was that. It was a little sadder. I don't think it was Everybody Hurts. Anyway, like people would come in the room and be like, who put this shit on? And I just like look around like, no idea. What an asshole. But no one was really feeling my sad vibes at the art party. Like, shouldn't we have been a little sad?
Yeah, we're artists. You're here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're sard.
Pain
you're
is
so
part
sard.
Of the process. But yeah, the party, everybody's trying to forget about that. So.
I guess so.
Way to go, dude.
I know. I'm good for something.
John did that recently. We were just chilling on a Saturday night and I had like a rough week. And he's like, I'm like, you DJ, you know, a little Spotify DJ Apple Music DJ. He's putting on all these breakup songs and like cheating on you songs. I was like, dude, read the room. I'm trying to cheer up here.
Wow. Like, do you have something to tell me, John?
Yeah, seriously. What's going on?
Excuse me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I guess the music I generally like is like this. I was like, yeah, I know, but like, I know you like dance music.
Right, can
like,
we dance a little?
Let's pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of horrible.
Oof.
Now I feel like that just sucked the life out of the room too. Thanks.
Thanks.
You know, we could talk about cum rings to bring them this year a little. So we were talking about sex and cum and vagina smelling.
Yes, the Game of Thrones orgy.
Yeah, that's hashtag that one. Anyway, so you will never believe it. I don't know how it's possible, but on the Instagram ads, I see this thing that looks like kind of like a tampon. And I sent it to Jen and it's, toss your cum rag in the trash. No more drips, wet sheets, soggy underwear, or penguin waddles to the bathroom. It's basically a thing you put up in your pussy after you have a guy come in you or whatever. Maybe you could put it in a bottle. I don't know. Shove it up there. Go to the bathroom. I guess it like absorbs the cum and then you take it out and you're clean. I don't know. It's kind of like what?
Like what's the point if you could just use a tampon?
Right. That's kind of where I'm going with it. But I just thought, what are the
odds? It looks like a push pop too. It
doesn't
look like it's as comfortable. Yeah.
No,
it's totally push pop shape.
Probably a man made it.
Yeah, totally.
Like what? Can we think of something better? Same with mammograms. mammograms. Like, what the fuck?
Mammograms. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they hurt.
Yeah, they fucking hurt.
Yeah, you had one.
Get your boobs checked, whatevs. But yeah, they hurt. It hurts like a bitch.
The one where it's flat isn't as bad, but the sideways one.
Oh, yeah. And then they're like, turn your head, get closer to the machine. My one friend was joking, like, your face is like all the way to the machine. Not a good time. I mean, that's where people don't want to go. Like, can we make this more comfortable?
Yeah, totally.
A little bit?
Just lay in a bed and stick them in a hole or something.
Right. Like a glory hole. A titty glory hole.
Like a mold.
A mold hole. Ooh, client stories? Do you have any new? Did you fire that guy?
I fired him.
How did it go?
Via text.
Ooh.
And I said, yeah.
I know, it's supposed to be like a fire.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure you don't respect me as a woman or as a professional based on your actions and your comments lately. And he replied like, wait, what? Obviously, I did something wrong. I'm so, so sorry. Can you tell me what it was so I can learn from it? And I was like, well, that's cool. But then I was busy and I didn't get back like within like a, you know, whatever.
Reasonable amount of
time, whatever that is. After you fire somebody, you know, like you're out. And then he was like, you know what? Never mind. You know, I think I can figure this out on my own or something. I'm like, yeah, you should be.
He's like, let me walk back through my actions as a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah,
you're good. Oh, my God. Wow. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I still have to block the number. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, yeah. Block that shit.
Yeah.
And your Southern Belle, did you help her with her hair? Was she feeling
that? No, she was in and out that day. I'll probably see her in another couple weeks. Okay. And maybe I'll try to give her a
haircut, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll bring in my sadness.
Snippity snip.
Snip, snip. Be.
Clients can be exhausting and trying, but one thing I learned from like this one client, she told me, I'm not saying I learned it from her, but
I learned it by watching you.
Something she said to me, she's like, you know, you teach people how to treat you. And I was like, no, why is it my job to teach you how to treat me not like an asshole? Like, you know,
it's like even a hard concept for my brain to get through.
You teach people how to treat you. And I guess like, you know, you have to put boundaries up and be like, hey, you know, you said this and it pissed me off. But in this instance, like, I think she was trying to like mentor me or.
I hate getting mentored when you don't want to.
Yeah, I'm like, you're my client. I don't need to, whatever. Yeah.
I will listen to a YouTube person if I need some sort of mentorship.
Yeah,
I don't
totally.
Need you. I'm cutting your fucking hair.
So I'm teaching you not to treat me like shit. Why? Shouldn't you just know not to treat me like shit?
Yeah, that's quite weird.
Oh, it was weird.
I say quite a lot too on the bike.
It's quite nice.
It makes me sound smart.
Quite nice.
It's quieter for sure.
You know, it's funny. I had to contact the Lancaster County Courthouse recently.
LOL. Court system.
Yeah, I had to open my shame file and dig up something regarding my DUI back in 2005. But the Lancaster County Courthouse.
Well, okay, you see that. And
they're like a voice answering system. It's like, thank you for calling the Kirk of Clothes of Lancaster County. I'm like, where the fuck are we?
Where
Lancaster?
Are you, Duchy?
We're so snooty now.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Lancaster County.
Are you getting your Are you going to get your shit expunged? Are you going to try to expunge?
No, I don't need to have it expunged. It costs $135.
To expunge.
I just had to pay $21.50 to like get my record sent to me.
Weird.
I didn't need to have it expunged for what I needed to show
these documents. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool. DUIs, you can't afford them.
Right? Hashtag, it's our new campaign.
Yeah.
I actually got some records for my butt. It was fun. What? And they said something about having to pay for it when they emailed it to me. And I'm like, well, fuck, I hope it's not that much because I'm not really getting much out of them. It was just like, it's just like.
Your butt for real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, little segue.
Are you okay, dude?
No, I'm good. In my 20s, I made a snowman outside my apartment, and I was single. I was having fun, and I was like, "I'm gonna put some sparklers in this fucking thing, light it on fire. It's gonna be great." And it was winter, obviously, because there's a fucking snowman outside. So I come charging down the stairs that are wet and slippery. I whoosh, lift up, fucking everything off the ground. I land on my ass and holy fuck, did it hurt. I drank a bottle of white wine after because I didn't have health care at the time. And then a Nike swoosh sign like started developing. There's probably pictures of it somewhere.
Oh my God.
And then I just like let it go and it became like this mass. It's like scar tissue. It's like a rock climbing wall grip on my right buttocks.
My God.
Yeah.
Holy
so it's kind of at the top. I mean, we've you don't remember this? It's been a while. Mm. I'll show it to you. We could post it on our Instagram. Okay. It'll be great. Lots of likes will happen. Anyway, so yeah, and then it's just been there my whole life. It's had sonograms, whatever. Like, it's just it's just fatter. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's starting to bother me in my older age now. So I wanted to get it, like, removed. Mm-hmm. So I went to a plastic surgeon and they're like, okay, we're going to do a sonogram. The sonogram didn't find anything. My insurance company's like, you're not going to get an MRI, you dumb bitch. Like, and then—
Yeah, it's like $1,000. Uh-huh.
And then we have an insurance advocate and I was like, I want the MRI. I want to get this shit off my ass. And then we appealed it and I sent pictures too, because at the plastic surgeon's office they take pictures. I'm like, you look motherfuckers, like, it may not show up, but look at my ass, this is not fucking normal, you know. So I just won the appeal to get the MRI.
Nice.
So
now high five.
Thank you. So I gotta, now I have to muster up the strength to call and schedule the MRI because I'm a lazy person.
Are you gonna have them like lift and tuck while you're in there too or something?
Whatever, like, I can get. I'll be like, oh, my chin hurts.
Isn't it nice? I think it's in my chin. I cut it
open. Help sew it up and tighten it. Thank you.
Damn, dude. I know. Nike swoosh in your ass.
Kind of, but it morphed through the years. Yeah. Weird. I just did it. So yeah, damn. And it hurts. I mean, it doesn't hurt all the time, but you feel it. So I want it gone.
Of course.
Yeah. And then
I don't think I knew you then. Because you're like, don't you remember this? I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure I've talked about my ass.
I think I remember a swoosh in your ass.
Oh, it's like this on my butt.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. Anyway, that's
so
my
your
good.
Your butt records. My so good, you're going to get it expunged.
I'm going to get my butt expunged. Yeah, that word's weird. It sounds like it's related to the cum rag thing. Yeah. Expunge the cum rag.
Expunge the demon. Expunge the demons.
Like, that's the sound it would make when it goes in there. There should be like a sucker, like a suction thing you use.
Take some buckthorn afterwards to lube up that. Maybe I should tell my mom about it.
You should pleasure towels.
At the reunion, she's like, your dad thinks I'm trying to phase out sex because it's been a few weeks. I'm like, nobody wants to hear this, Mom.
Mom, come on. Get over yourself. Mm-hmm. A few weeks, cry me a river, bitch. Old lady. I don't think my mom's had sex since my mom dated people secretly because she wanted to protect me, which I appreciate. So she definitely got laid, but, you know, it's been I don't think she has sex. Please, God. Don't let my mom listen to this thing. I don't believe in God, but you know what I mean.
My mom once told me that my aunt's vagina grew back shut because she hadn't had sex in forever. I don't know if it's a real thing or not.
I bet it did.
Like,
it
was like, not like her hymen came back, but like it just like, you know.
Sealed. Mm-hmm. The deal. Mm-hmm. Like, shove something in there to prevent that.
Right?
People.
It's like an earring hole. Like, you can still use it.
Right? Get a cuke in there. Cucumber. Just do it.
Start with a carrot, like pointing in first. Ease her in there.
Oh, be gentle.
Gross.
Oh, you're grossed out.
Ouch.
You never get grossed. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
That's what we're going for. Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
That somebody asked me.
But they couldn't fucking email it. God damn it. Okay, do it.
She commented on something. I was messaging her DMing her through my own on Instagram. Like, thank you so much for liking this, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I just want to know if either of you poop with the door open, if you're that comfortable. And I was like, I know, you know, our bathroom's on the second floor, so you can poop with the door open. It's not like I've ever let it open and like John's like, hey, you're just taking a shit. He would be so grossed out.
Yeah,
but it's definitely been open while I've been pooping. Well, he's somewhere else in the house.
Right, yes.
We haven't reached that level yet. These people have been together for like 20, like straight out of high school, got married, been together since then.
So they probably like shit on each other at this point. They're like, I shit on your face, you shit on my face. Yeah, I mean, my husband and I, before we were married, we got a tiny house, like a stay in Austin, and it was tiny. And I was like, well, we're going to smell each other's shit for the first time. And we lit tons of matches. But we have a toddler, so if my husband's upstairs, my toddler's downstairs, like, I'll do it with the door open just to keep eyes on him. But no, I don't shit with the door open with my husband nearby because it's fucking gross, lady.
Right.
Do you do that? You're nasty. I'm just kidding. We love you.
We love you, Jenny.
Oh. Also, I accidentally posted like Instagram.
She's our biggest fan.
And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I wasn't being serious.
We know.
Oh my God.
What'd you post on Instagram?
No, on our page. Oh. I posted Quinn and I doing filters and I didn't think I did it, but it was real quick. And then I was like, uh-oh, and people saw it and I took it down. It was
it's confusing. Like,
yeah,
where am
I'm sometimes like, yeah, well, where the fuck am I? Which page am I on? So yeah. So if you saw me and my kid doing funny filters, sorry, it's gone now. He is cute. But yeah, Jenny, thanks for your question. I wish you would have emailed it, but that's fine that you asked Jenny directly. You could also DM us your questions at Septic Safe, the Instagram. Instagram.
Septic Safe Pod. What is it?
Podcast. Yeah, yeah. We don't even look at our own shit.
On Instagram.net.
Oh, my God. We're going to do some some crack before we record next. Woo. It's yeah. Septic Safe Podcast. That's on Instagram. And our email is septicsafepodcast@gmail.com.
Play us out, Jay.
Play us the fuck out.
The ship needs to sail.